This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back to the crew of Sports Talk. We're rolling on here. The LSU baseball team. We got some extra innings, folks. Top of the 10th, tied 5-5, them in Kansas State. And boy, it was a game-saving play. A double in the gap with a runner on first. But Josh Pearson throws it to Stephen Milam, who then guns the runner down on the plate. So we are heading into extra innings here, tied up at 5-5. Keep you updated there. You can listen to the game on our sister station, 92.9 FM, 1350 AM, or also on the Odyssey app. We're going to be getting into some NBA talk after our first break. Lead NBA writer and managing editor for NBC Sports, Kurt Heelan, will join us talking about the new-look Zion, who has been impressive since coming back from that hamstring issue. Had a triple-double last night, the first of his career. And we'll review some of the standings in the Eastern and Western Conference. What's going on there? I know your Celtics are keep churning away and just counting down the days till the playoffs really begin, so this true season starts for them.
Yeah. This time of year in the NBA is like, all right, can we just get to the playoffs? Like, if we had 20 fewer games, would anyone complain? Like, if the season ended right now, would anything really change? I mean, you look at the Western Conference and it's like, yeah, the Suns maybe were like, oh, we might be able to, but they stink. The Suns stink.
Well, after seeing them last night, they're not going nowhere.
I mean, they got all these players. They stink. Like, they're the 11th seed right now. No one cares about them. The Blazers, the Spurs, the Pelicans, the Jazz, they're all going nowhere. The Eastern Conference, you look at, okay, the Bulls are 23-36. They're the 10 seed. Like, do we really need to keep playing these games? 27-30 are the Heat. They're the 8 seed. 29-32.
Jeff has called the season. We're going to the playoffs on the weekend.
There's only 6 teams in the Eastern Conference over 500.
Right.
There's 15 teams total in the Eastern Conference. Only 6 of them are over 500. 10 of them qualify for postseason basketball. Anyway. But yeah, I mean, like, the Cavs are the 1 seed, Celtics are the 2 seed, Knicks are the 3 seed, Pacers, Bucks, Pistons. Those are the teams. Like, but we're going to play 20 more games to figure this out. I don't know. I think that's one of the issues I have with the NBA is they play too many games.
Like, well, people will see that about the MLB season as well.
Yeah, but baseball is a little different because of starting pitching, right? Like, the concept of starting pitching means you have to play more games, because if you eliminate 60 games from the MLB schedule, then you probably, you know, I guess you could have fewer starters, get maybe less rest, maybe more off days. Maybe that's the answer. But I don't know. The NBA, just like, it's so monotonous. And it's like college basketball. One of the reasons I love college basketball is it feels like every game means something.
Right.
Right? Because you're always playing for seeding and, you know, okay, if you're not going to make the tournament, you could always win your conference tournament. In the NBA, it's like, all right, the Wizards, this season has been over for them for months. For the Pelicans, this season has been over for them for months. And we're just kind of rolling through it.
Speaking of teams in the Eastern Conference, has Brandon Ingram even played a game for the Raptors yet?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I feel like he hasn't.
I mean, I don't know what the motivation would be to get him out there if he's not 100%. Let's see, Brandon Ingram. Let's look it up. I have not been really following Brandon since he went to the Raptors.
Charlie just gave me the no in my ear.
He is not. The last game he played in the NBA was December 7th against the Thunder.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Justin, what was Toronto even doing making that move?
Well, they extended him. So, right. I mean, that's what they were doing. They were getting him for the future. I mean, their season's over. So, I don't think anything he would have done this season would have changed anything. They extended him sight unseen. So,
as the Cajun can would say, stealing money.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about that. Like, they traded for him for the future. He's still 27 years old. So, I mean,
good luck, Toronto.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck in Toronto. Maybe it took him a while to get his passport. That's why. That's not
Kelly Olynyk had a little hold up with his visa, so that took him. He missed the game because of that.
Yeah, I don't know, but no, I'm rooting for Brandon. I like Brandon. You know, it's just. His game just doesn't seem to fit the modern NBA, or at least not regular season NBA basketball, where all you take are threes and layups, right? But I do think that, you know, that's why I thought maybe he would end up on a playoff team, but if he wasn't going to play, then it didn't make sense for him to end up on a playoff team. And I think whatever injury he's dealing with was more significant than just like, okay, well, he's not going to play. Because I think that he's the type of guy that you get into a seven-game series, playoff defense, and suddenly he's getting the same shots as he was getting in the regular season as he's getting to the playoffs, right? Whereas everyone else who's getting wide-open shots all season is now getting contested shots. He takes those contested shots and he makes them. And you need that guy in the playoffs.
Sure.
That guy's not going to help you win 50 games in the regular season, though.
He's also not going to help you on the bench.
That's true.
looking at this LSU-Kansas State game, top of the 10th inning, runners on first and second, and nobody out for the Tigers. So hopefully they can scratch out at least a run here and put the pressure on Kansas State.
They had that in the 9th inning, too.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't score.
Runners in scoring position were a problem last game for the Bayou Bengals as well, but they ended up pulling out the victory. But I remember Jay Johnson, you know, definitely wasn't happy with that, was saying it was a negative, but was trying to stay positive because they still won the game. But against Dallas Baptist was the one they left, I think, 12 runners in scoring position.
The real DBU?
The real DBU. There you go. Checking in on our Oakwin Hard Jewelers talking text line. We got Jimmy and Gretna been hanging on. Seeing happy Mardi Gras, Jimmy. What you up to?
Hey, man. Happy Mardi Gras. Look, we're at the parade route. We got the tarp out here in Mid-City. Last night we got here early. I paid the guy. He was a homeless guy, keep in mind. I gave him $25 and a bottle of some booze. He walked off. He was supposed to watch my spot. So we're back out here, dude. Traffic's bad. We're hunkered down for Endymion. We're listening to WWL, and I'm wearing my Derek Carr jersey out here, dude. I'm the toast of the town. People are beeping at me. They're excited. Okay, the last part was a joke, okay?
I was going to say, you actually have a Derek Carr jersey?
You know what? High five. Yeah. 70% off at the local, you know where. You know, I'm not going to give a free plug to anybody unless they give me a check. But hey, look, Derek Carr is the quarterback. We know. I wouldn't be opposed to a trade. Maybe draft week, whatever. Get a fourth or fifth if somebody was willing to do that. If not, I mean, I think he's going to be on a short leash with Kellen Moore. I know this much: Derek Carr is not going to generate season ticket sales. Sadly. From a business standpoint, I just don't see the fan base being like, oh, my God, this news is going to really make me want to re-up on these tickets instead of just buying them for $10-$15 on the secondary market. But, look, y'all have a happy Mardi Gras. Yeah, they got a bunch of free ladders on St. Charles Avenue. I don't know what that's about. You guys go have at it, okay? Have a happy Mardi Gras.
Cheers, Jimmy. I don't know.
Lifetime supply of caution tape if you want to stroll down Canal Street.
I wanted to ask him there. It's like, does he think that putting Spencer Rattler as the starting quarterback is going to start selling tickets?
Probably not. No. So a couple things. One, people keep saying, hey, maybe they'll just trade him for whatever. He has no trade clause. He's not getting traded. If the Saints want to get rid of him, they'd have to cut him. Like, Derek is not going to be like, yeah, you can send me wherever you want. No. If he wanted to go somewhere and that team was willing to trade for him, sure. But that's a very – if we saw that play out with the Saints, and the Saints didn't trade for him. The Saints waited out the Raiders. So it's not going to be a trade situation. We can move on from that. But I agree with Jimmy. Like, I don't think anyone's going to be, oh, my gosh, thank goodness, we got Derek Carr back. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's not the best option available, because it is the best option available. And at the end of the day, the only thing that's going to get people excited for a sustainable amount of time is winning football games. Like, we can get the most exciting person in the world in a Saints jersey playing quarterback. If you win two games, that's not going to drive ticket sales either. So, yeah, I mean, I get it. I know people aren't thrilled about Derek Carr, but...
Can the Saints somehow rekindle that magic from week one and two?
Yeah, you know, maybe. Probably not. But I was talking to someone about this yesterday. I was like, you know, the real true sin of the Dennis Allen era was not that they lost a bunch of games. It was not that they didn't make the playoffs. It's that they were bad and boring. You can be bad and interesting. You can't be bad and boring. You can be good and boring. You can be bad and interesting.
Yeah.
You can't be bad and boring, because that is a recipe for people for apathy, right? And so I think there is a chance that even if this season doesn't go great for the Saints, that they are at least interesting with a fun offense.
See, I feel like the Pelicans are bad this year, but they are entertaining.
Yeah, I disagree with that.
We'll get into some more of the NBA talk. Kurt Helin after the break right here on WWL.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back here to Sports Talk. Steve Geller with Jeff Nowak. Now welcome in Kurt Helin, lead NBA writer and managing editor for NBC Sports. Thanks so much for the time, Kurt. How you been doing?
I've been doing good. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate it, Howe. We had a big night last night. Zion Williamson, his first career triple-double. Definitely seems to be a different player since he's come back from the latest round with his hamstring issue. Unfortunately, though, they're still limiting his minutes, and he won't be playing game two of a back-to-back this evening against the Phoenix Suns. But overall, seeing him on the court and what he's able to do, it's been a huge positive for this team. We're just hoping that we can keep him healthy and it carries into next season at this point, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Well, first off, you don't need Zion to beat this version of the Suns, man. They've been pretty terrible lately, despite all the talent on their roster. Look, where you are, it's just, you know, and the 76ers are kind of doing the same thing in the East. There comes a point where it's, even if you could make the push, what's the point?
Right.
Well, I can fight my way to the 10 seed, get with the lottery, because I think with the Ingram trade, you guys really, on paper, this sets up like a really nice team. I've long loved been a Trey Murphy guy. You obviously Zion's come along. Herb Jones, there's really good pieces. You draft somebody tops five, six, four, wherever you land, right? You get somebody else good to put into that rotation, and something's there. Like this team should be better than it was. And then like you said, it just really comes down to keeping Zion in particular, but everyone healthy next season. And what we've seen the last couple of weeks is promising. I kind of get it. There's just no reason to push him at this point in the season, man. I'm not throwing my best pitcher in, you know, September if we're out of the race.
Yeah, you know, there's been a lot of conversation over the last few weeks of, you know, the face of the NBA and all this stuff going on with LeBron talking about it and Anthony Edwards. And you know, I look at Zion as a guy that, you know, very well should be in that conversation of, you know, every time he does something, people want to talk about it. Like, he has that level of star about him that feels like it should be rising into that conversation. He's just not healthy, and he's never on the floor. And you know, I'm just curious, what are your thoughts on that whole conversation? And, you know, LeBron's comments yesterday were interesting, and like, it's kind of just a weird energy around the NBA. Everyone's mad all the time. Everyone's talking about why is everything so bad? No one's talking about the good things that are happening. What is your kind of take on that? Because it does feel like this is a really weird era of basketball in that, you know, no one's happy about it. It's not about the stars. It's about what's not happening or what's happening too much. Too many three-pointers, too many rest days. You know, what is your take on all that?
Yeah, it is a weird dynamic with where both the analytics and the math of an 82-game schedule and keeping your stars healthy is, along with the fact we're just kind of in a transition period. I mean, I was about to say, like, LeBron and Curry are fading out. Yeah, well, Curry just were up 56 last night. So, like, they're not fading that much. LeBron's looked great lately. But the transition is coming to what's next, which you're right. Absolutely. Look, it's going to be weird because Wembanyama is in 2 years, he's going to be the best player in the league. He just is. He's already in his second year. He's already top 10. And you guys watch him. Doesn't it feel like Neo in the first hour of the Matrix?
Yeah.
He hasn't even figured it out yet. But he's not, personality-wise, as much as I like him, I'm not sure if he wants to be that guy. I'm not sure if it's Edwards. Zion, you're right. Zion just comes with it. Whatever that indescribable it thing is, he absolutely has it. And if he can change the conversation from, who's he going to be injured, to how well he's playing, where he's doing, I mean, that one power dribble dunk from the dots the other night was ridiculously athletic and fun to watch. And when he's doing that and you're talking about that, you can just see the star power coming through the screen. So I would love to see it. He's just, it's no secret with any of us, like including him. I just got to stay on the court.
Looking, you were talking about LeBron, this Lakers squad now, the addition of Luka Doncic. The Pelicans are going to see them soon coming up, actually, Mardi Gras Day on Tuesday in L.A. What have you been seeing from this Lakers squad now that Doncic has arrived and it seems to be, you know, getting assimilated? They're on a win streak now and he's kind of found his footing over there.
Is that game in Los Angeles or New Orleans?
In Los Angeles.
It would really be helpful if it... really be helpful if it were in New Orleans and the guys went out on L.A. Doncic enjoys a good beer and a party. Like,
right.
You know, could have caught them a little. I'm based in LA. They look really good. Like, you knew LeBron and Doncic were going to figure it out. Look, elite players tend to figure it out. Really high IQ guys like those two guys figure it out. And so they're already starting to play off each other. Austin Reeves has been fantastic. And sneakily, they're playing as well defensively as this unit can. And I have questions about them when you get deep into the playoffs, second round, conference finals, or, you know, whether that defense will hold up or whether I can really target Luka and Reeves and they don't have a big man behind them. With all due respect to a guy you know in Jackson Hayes, they don't really have a great big man, you know, cleaning up everything behind them. But, man, they're fun. They're good. They're playing hard. They're big. They're physical. They are absolutely a threat to Oklahoma City in the West. And if you're one of the people who just doesn't believe in Oklahoma City, then the Lakers are one of the bets.
You know, I did see Jackson Hayes throw a ball off Naz Reid's face the other night. So he's still got that energy, that side to a Bob energy. But, you know, every time we have an NBA guy on, I always come up with an excuse to talk about the Celtics because I grew up watching the Celtics. And, you know, I was checking out your power rankings, and I think we're in agreement here. It's a weird dynamic in the Eastern Conference and honestly the NBA in general, because you look at, okay, the Cavs are going to be the one seed. You know, they're owning that seed. They have the best record and they're going to have the best record. And the Celtics, I don't think they're sleepwalking so much as they're kind of waiting for the flip to appear, and they turn on the defense and suddenly, you know, when they are playing defense at a championship level, I don't know if you can beat them. And it's just kind of a strange thing because they're not going to have the best record in the East, but I don't know how you can look at anyone but the Celtics as, okay, until you knock them off, they have to be the favorite to win this whole thing.
They are, because A, I know they can do it because I've seen them do it. And I haven't seen, we do this in sports. I mean, in general, Jalen Suggs can't win a big game, guys, until he did, you know. And so we do this with everyone. But Oklahoma City has not done it on that level. Cleveland has not done it on that level, and Boston has. So there's something to that, and I just think when fully healthy, their versatility, their ability to play big and play small, the problems Porzingis creates on top of the fact that Jason Tatum's going to be third or fourth in MVP voting, and a lot of nights Jaylen Brown's the best player on the floor for them. That depth, that versatility, and the fact they don't really roll out a bad defender until maybe Pritchard hits the floor really makes them tough to beat. But I don't think the gap between them and Cleveland is big at all. And if they're not firing, if your Celtics are not firing, they're in trouble. Because I really think this is I don't think it's quite a coin flip, but it's maybe 60-40 Boston. And if Boston's not 100%, that percentage swings quickly.
Looking at the Eastern Conference, a team that's not going anywhere, Toronto Raptors, you mentioned Brandon Ingram, the trade over there. Just curious, what the heck's going on with him, the fact that he hasn't suited up at all? What was Toronto thinking making the move? Is it clearly just something they wanted B.I. for the future?
They did. They're tanking, so they weren't going to bring him out there. He might win them games. You know, obviously he's getting right and getting healthy, but there was never any intention of him playing this season.
Gotcha.
They're looking at the draft. So I'm really curious what that looks like. They've assembled, look, Scottie Barnes is good. They've got RJ Barrett and Emmanuel Quickly and a lot of kind of switchable wings. And now you add Ingram in there, and there are a lot of good players. A lot of quality NBA, you know, above average. You know, Barnes, I think, has been an all-star. I forget, I have to look up on my head, but he's like that level player when he's healthy. And Ingram's been an all-star. But I'm not quite sure how it all fits. And I think that's like, it doesn't fit traditionally, and that doesn't mean it can't, but I'm just not convinced that all of this is going to work well. It seems an odd, I'm not sure what the pecking order is, but They've got next season to figure it out. They've got some time, and if somebody can come in there and be Kenny Atkinson to the Cavaliers for them, where no, this is how it's going to work, this is what we're going to do, and put all the pieces in the right place, they've certainly got talent. Then you just got to keep Ingram healthy. So good luck with that.
Yeah, you know, speaking of another guy who, you know, honestly similar players in Kevin Durant and Brandon Ingram. Brandon Ingram got traded. Feels like Kevin Durant, it's only a matter of time before he gets traded, although, you know, it seems like he could have ended up in Golden State, and he kind of vetoed that this season before the trade deadline. I'm just curious, what do you think happens with Kevin Durant? Because that whole situation in Phoenix, you mentioned it there, just it's falling apart. I mean, you have the stars. It's not like they're dealing with injuries. They're just not winning. You know, Kevin Durant still seems like he's playing at a caliber that a team should want him on their roster. I'm just curious, what do you think happens with him this offseason?
He gets traded. It is time to blow that mess up. You don't have to be a body language expert to watch that team and go, oh man, look at the vibes. Like right. It just feels off. They have the highest payroll in the NBA. And they are not going to make the play-in. That's bad. That's real trouble. So there's going to be changes this summer. I think they're going to retool everything. They're not going to, despite the dreams of some people out there, they're not trading Devin Booker because that would have that would be Doncic in Dallas to the Phoenix fan base. Like, they would just be livid. So I don't think they're going there. But I would be shocked if Durant's on the team next year. It'll be interesting to see where he goes. Miami is a possibility. Dallas, I know, has interest. There'll be some other teams. Look, there'll be a lot of teams should kick the tires on him because, like you said, at the end of the day, Kevin Durant is still, at his age, he's still really good, and he's still one of the great bucket getters this game has ever seen. He is just a guy who can go get you a basket when you need it most, and that's like he has rings because he was the MVP of two finals with the Warriors. Like, he's that good.
I'm looking at this Western Conference, the top, obviously OKC has been running away with things. Do you think there is anybody come postseason time that can give them a run for the money to make the finals?
I personally am a big Oklahoma City believer in the sense that, look, they lost in the playoffs last year. They realized they weren't quite physical enough. Someone out and got Isaiah Hartenstein, who brings the physicality from the opening tip. They can put him out there with Chet Holmgren, and it's really deadly. But more than that, Jalen Williams came back more physical. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander came back more physical and looks like he's going to be an MVP. So I think it's all coming together for them, and this is their year. But I will tell you that just the other night I had a conversation with a scout front office person for another team who is convinced that they're regular season paper tigers that will come apart in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And so that's where Denver, when they're clicking, they've still got Jokic. They need Jamal Murray to be 2023 Jamal Murray again. But they're right there. These Lakers right now, I think, are in that mix. I think both of those teams are a threat to Oklahoma City if they really – like that loss to Minnesota the other night shook me, where they blew the 16-0 run for Minnesota at the end of the game. They doubled Shai, take the ball out of his hands, dare anyone else to beat them, and they didn't. Now, Holmgren and Hartenstein didn't play in that game, but it was just concerning that in those moments, nobody else stepped up. And so I still have just enough doubt to wonder if Dallas can get in there, or not Dallas, Denver can get in there. Dallas will not be getting in there this year. Denver or someone else can sneak in.
Gotcha. Always appreciate your time, Kurt. Thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Anytime, guys.
Thanks, Kurt Helin, lead NBA writer and managing editor for NBC Sports. You can follow him at Basketball Talk on Twitter. Checking in on that LSU baseball game. The Tigers have an 8-5 lead now, bottom of the 10th inning, sorry. The Kansas State has two out, but two on. So this one is coming down to the wire.
Yes, sir. It sure is.
I thought you wanted to say something
there. I don't have the ability to watch it. I don't have a subscription to D1 Baseball, so I'm following the ticker just like you.
Gotcha. Taking a break here on Sports Talk. Want to hear from you, 504-260-1870 on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. What you doing this Mardi Gras, folks? You're out at the parade right now listening. Join us and have a little fun on the crew to Sports Talk as we get ready for Mardi Gras Day here on Tuesday. Looking forward to it all. Be right back after this on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, LSU baseball, an 8-5 winner over Kansas State. The Tigers getting the W in extra innings. We'll be back in action tomorrow. That game, we'll have to see what time that one first pitch for that matchup is. 4 o'clock first pitch And who are they playing tomorrow, Charlie? Nebraska. Thank you, sir. I was like all over the place with the Tigers right now. And that, unfortunately, Jeff and I are watching the live stats updating. And Charlie, yeah, you have the subscription to D1 Baseball and got to watch the game.
Yeah, it was fun, man. It was a crazy ending. The 10th inning was, you know, Daniel Dickinson gets the clutch hit. And of all the hard hit balls today that weren't actually hits because of great defense by both sides, a little nubbler gets through and all of a sudden you go up 8-5. Kaysen Evans, once again, he pitched on Wednesday. He closed out that game against DBU, comes back onto the mound today to pitch the 9th and the 10th innings and slams the door shut on K-State and gets his first win in an LSU uniform. So congrats to Kaysen. He's been fantastic early this year.
So 6 of the 8 RBI for LSU came from Dickinson.
He's got like 21 on the year already. Wow. I mean, he is at a ridiculous pace. The Utah Valley transfer, for all the people that were asking Mike and I, you know, in the offseason, oh, why are we getting this guy, kid from Utah Valley? That's why. Daniel Dickinson can play.
Coming up big for the Bayou Bengals there. Tonight we got the Pelicans back in action, taking on the Phoenix Suns again in a back-to-back in Phoenix. That game will be tipping off 8 o'clock here on WWL. AM and FM also have pregame coverage. We'll be cranking up at 7:30. I know we were talking about some things in the break, Jeff, and you mentioned fifth-year options coming up for the class of 2022 right now. What will the Saints do with the likes of Chris Olave and the Trevor Penning?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. You talk about fifth-year options, and it seems like, hey, it's a no-brainer to pick these up. When you actually look at the numbers associated with these contracts, it's pretty crazy. Like, these are not just like, oh, yeah, this guy is pretty good, so we're going to pick up his fifth-year option. Like, a couple years ago, the Saints didn't pick up Cesar Ruiz's fifth-year option. They still intended to keep him.
Sure.
They just felt like it was a better deal to extend him than it was to pick up that option. And, you know, you look at, okay, so Chris Olave, right? I think they want to keep him around. They're going to want to extend him. But to pick up his fifth-year option, and if they don't pick it up, people are going to be like, oh, that must mean they're ready to move on. Well, I mean, it could just mean that they don't think he's a $20 million a year wide receiver, because that's what his fifth-year option would be. That would be a one-year contract at $20.5 million, and that's the lowest possible fifth-year option. So there are several tiers that you can fall into. The first level is what Trevor Penning and Chris Olave will fall into. That's the basic. Then there's a playtime tier that if you played a certain number of snaps, then, or games rather, then you bump up a tier. There's another tier for making a Pro Bowl, and then there's a fourth tier for making multiple Pro Bowls. So only three players on this list, this is the 2022 first round class, that have those multiple Pro Bowls. That's Sauce Gardner with the Jets, Kyle Hamilton with the Ravens, with the Ravens, and then Tyler Linderbaum also with the Ravens. So they had a pretty good draft if you look at the Ravens. So, I mean, do you think Chris Olave in 2026 is worth paying $20.5 million for one season? That seems like a lot when you consider, I mean, is his extension going to cost you more than $20.5 million a year? I highly doubt it.
And I'm obviously worried about the multiple concussions as well.
Well, right. You know, honestly, if there's an argument to be made to pick up that option rather than lock into an extension, it's because you don't really know. Like, if he has another concussion this year, and, you know, these could be career-ending. So that's the actually, in my opinion, the best argument for why you would go this route, is that way, yeah, it's going to be more costly, but you don't lock yourself in anything long-term if these concussions do end up being kind of a career-ending issue.
And a guy like Trevor Penning's also in that $20 million range?
Oh, yeah. Trevor's $21.6 million. There's no way. Absolutely no way. The only guy less likely to get his option picked up is Kenny Pickett on the Eagles.
Kenny Pickett.
They could, in 2026, if the Eagles wanted to pick up Kenny Pickett's fifth-year option, he was drafted by the Steelers,
right,
they'd be paying him $31 million. So I don't think that's going to happen. But
Super Bowl champ Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, Trevor Penning definitely. I think there's a chance you extend him.
Sure.
You're not picking up his option.
Going to take a break here on Sports Talk. We shall return with more right after this on WWL. LSU a winner today. I want to mention Daniel Dickinson's first 2 weeks with LSU baseball. 32 at-bats, 12 hits, batting .375 with 21 RBI.
Is that good?
It's pretty good.
Okay.
Not too bad. Yeah. Not too shabby.
But Utah Valley.
Utah Valley.
What is Jay Johnson doing going to Utah Valley for a transfer? Daniel Dickinson rocks, man. He's going to be one of those pieces that you plug right behind Bear Jones in the lineup. And if they walk Bear, which they've done a lot this year, Daniel Dickinson will clean it up.
Tigers getting that 8-5 victory today. Dickinson counting for 6 of those runs. Pretty impressive stuff for the Tigers. They getting the job done again, and we'll see what happens the rest of the week at the Frisco Classic. Gearing up next hour, we'll be talking to Super Bowl champ, also Saints pregame and postgame analyst Scott Shanley, get his thoughts on the Saints coaching staff, along with what he experienced at the NFL Combine, if he remembers those days. We're going to take a break here for the top of the hour news and get right back with more sports talk after this, so stay tuned on WWL, your home for the New Orleans Saints, New Orleans Pelicans, LSU, and also everything Mardi Gras. Be right back after this, after the top of the hour news on WWL.